This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp. Joy 94.9, and our next guests are back with a brand new album. We've been playing it for a good couple of weeks now. They're in town to launch the album officially with a bunch of shows around the nation. We just heard their track Feel It from the album Attention Shoppers, and it's great to have them live in the studio today. Welcome to Bandcamp, Robin and Beth from the Little Stevies. Hey guys.
Hi. Hello.
Thanks for popping in and seeing us. Busy day. You got the launch tonight at the Toff in town.
We do. We've got a really busy couple of nights. We're doing the Toff tonight and tomorrow night. And we've got the fabulous Anika Moa all the way from New Zealand who's coming to support us, which we're so excited about. She's just gorgeous.
Yeah, great.
Have you seen her before?
No, I haven't, no.
She's hilarious. She's got the most brilliant songs and she's funny.
Yeah?
She's really funny.
I'll have to dig out some tracks and play them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we get sort of stuck into the interview, I have to say everyone knows that I do love doing my research. And I was a little bit scared because I read that you guys actually like to ask people that interview you questions as well. It was out there on the Facebook. You guys said, you know, why not? Why shouldn't we be able to ask the questions out there? So I'm a little bit sort of cautious with this one.
Well, I think that was Bill, my sister, who she posted that comment on Facebook.
She gets very awkward in interviews, not in a bad way, but I think that like her method for, you know, easing the tension is to kind of shoot questions back at people. Although it's just in her nature. Whenever she's talking, she just asks questions.
She's a bit nosy.
Nosy and just inquisitive. I think, you know, which is a good quality. I think, but
definitely.
But you don't have to worry about that from us.
Okay, good.
So much. But how are you anyway?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for asking. Now, for those who don't know too much about the Little Stevies, can you give us the whole sort of life story, life history of the band?
We've kind of been a band for about 6 or 7 years. It's actually really quite a long time now. But when we started, you know, we were not very good.
Very old.
Yeah, we were pretty young. And it just sort of started as a really slow thing. Like, we could hardly play instruments and... you know, we were singing, but, you know, we really had to do a lot of work. And, like, we only had, like, 2 songs when we started that we'd written. So, yeah, it was a real slow process.
Basically, there's Sibylla and Beth, who are sisters, and myself, and we grew up together. We've known each other since, like, literally before we were born. I think there's a photo of our mums pregnant together with Sibylla and I, and our parents were in bands together back in the day. And so, yeah, we just kind of grew up together, and when we were teenagers, we sort of said, oh, why don't we start a band, as Beth said, without knowing how to play instruments. But, you know, we got there.
You got there.
Yeah.
And the new album, Attention Shoppers, you guys must be extremely proud of it. Sounds great.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've had some really good feedback from people,
yeah,
which is great. Like, when you're making an album, I mean, you know, hopefully you're loving it as you're doing it. And, you know, like, I remember when we were making it and I was like, yeah, this is going to be good, you know. And I played it heaps after we finished it, you know, which is a good sign when you want to put it on and listen to it. And doesn't feel like fingernails going across a chalkboard, having to listen to it. But since, like, we've, you know, given it out to some people and they've had a listen, they've loved it too, which is great.
And it's quite different to the first album. It's obviously a lot poppier and more upbeat. Is that something that you're looking forward to taking on the road? Because in terms of a live show, that's going to add a whole different dynamic.
Yeah, well, pop music is fun.
Yeah, it's really exciting to be able to bring the new ones out because they do, I guess, rock a bit harder. But actually, what I really like is that we do have, there are still a bunch of really quiet songs and we're able to sort of pull out both in a set. And and it's also good because if you're playing a festival or something, you can do like a loud show and you can do a soft show and you can just sort of shape the set depending on the venue, which is really a nice thing to be able to do. Whereas when you've just got laid back folky stuff, you know, you get a bit stuck when you're in a rowdy bar or something.
Yeah.
But now we can rock out in any venue.
exactly.
stadiums to folk clubs.
Is the sound of the second album, is that something that you were deliberately set out to do, or did it just kind of happen that way when it came around to recording a second album?
No, we definitely wanted to make a really kind of just sort of straight ahead pop album, really.
Yeah.
We wanted to sort of step away a little bit from the, I don't know, acoustic-y type folk songs, I guess, yeah. which is what we initially started off playing. Like,
you mainly know, just because we were limited by the instruments that we had,
which yeah,
was like
exactly.
an acoustic guitar. So we kind of got stuck in this sort of folk groove and got that tag on us, which isn't a bad thing, but yeah, we just like the music we listen to is very pop and we I guess wanted to reflect that and I think we've done it. But
yeah.
I think we've kept a bit of the acoustic thing too. I mean, the acoustic guitar I think is still the real center of the sound that Beth plays. So I guess that's a point of differentiation because a lot of pop is electric guitar based or synthesizers now. I think the acoustic guitar chiming in the middle is kind of our sound really.
Mm. And you guys recorded this one over in the States. How did that come about and why did you choose to go outside of Australia to record it?
Well, we kind of had an A&R person helping us out choosing a producer. And we put some demos out there to a bunch of people who, you know, we initially thought was, a little bit ambitious. And they said to us, oh, look, you'll be lucky if any of them come back and say they want to work with you. And it turned out that a whole bunch of them came back and said, yes, you know, we'd really like to get involved. So we ended up having to kind of do a bit of an interview process producers and just get to know them and sort of figure out, you know, what their aesthetic was and how it fitted into our vision. And basically this guy, Ethan Allen, who was based in LA, kind of rose to the top of the pile. We just really got on well with him and he had great ideas that we loved. And basically we were heading over there for a showcase tour and it sort of seemed to make sense to record the album during the trip. So that's what we did.
And how did you find the crowds over in the US? Because I've actually never been to a gig in the US. I have been over there, but I've never been lucky enough to head to a gig. Are they much different to the Aussie crowd?
Yeah, definitely. They're really fun. And I think it's interesting because every city that you go to here, like the crowd's definitely different, obviously different. And I don't know, American audiences, they're really loud, I reckon. Mm. And they're really sort of, I don't know, playful, but they really get behind you. And they're really, but kind of obviously so, you know, like they cheer and they woo and, you know, when they really like something and they,
that's
you know.
Good. So not like loud in a heckling kind of way then.
Well,
we haven't experienced that yet, but I'm sure it could.
Luckily, I think they liked us. I wouldn't want to be
at the
receiving end of some hostility because they'd just be very vocal. I guess in Australia, at least, the crowds aren't always super loud. I mean, they can be, but I guess the flip side is that when they don't like your stuff, they tend to just sit politely and listen as well. So that's nice. But playing in the States was very, very fun.
So do you have plans to head back over to the States anytime soon?
We're actually going back to Canada in the middle of the year. I'm not sure whether we're going to go back. Are we going to go back to the States?
It's pending, I think.
Yeah.
We might pop down.
We might pop down for a quick visit.
Why not?
Back to Nashville, you know, our favourite.
Yeah,
favorite city in America.
Yeah,
but yeah, we're going back to Canada to do North by Northeast, which is another big conference.
Oh, cool!
Kind of like the equivalent to South by Southwest, but in Canada. And we've also got a couple of music festivals that we're doing over there.
Great. Sounds like you're busy because you guys basically have dates right up until mid-May here in Australia. So are you the kind of people that are very organised?
I think our manager's incredibly organised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's the one that runs the ship. And
He's not a musician, obviously.
Exactly.
So he's organised.
Excellent. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the clip for Feel It. We did hear the track before the interview. And for those who haven't checked it out, please head along to thelittlestevies.com and have a look at the video clip. But can you tell us a little bit about it? Because it's a load of fun.
Well, Robin here directed it, so I'll let him tell you a little bit about it.
Oh, sure. Well, as I said, we grew up together, you know, as kids. And I guess part of wanting to form a band came from always, you know, doing little performances in the living room, as I think every you know, Australian family does at some point. So whether it would be like a play or a musical performance or like a dance routine. And we thought we just thought it'd be funny to do a dance routine for a film clip. And this song, you know, it's kind of an upbeat, I guess you could call it acoustic disco. and we couldn't really think of anything that would suit it apart from some sort of dance routine. So that was the perfect opportunity. So, yeah, the clip is basically us doing an extremely silly dance routine, sort of a la, you know, 8 years old in the family living room, but, you know, with slightly higher production values.
Cast your mind back to that 8-year-old in the living room. Are there sort of standout songs? Because it made me think of, you know, what my sister used to make me do. She used to be quite the dancer, whereas I'm the most uncoordinated person possibly in the state, if not the nation. You know, we had a bit of Melissa Couts, Read My Lips, I think it was, a bit of Tony Pieran. Are there particular songs that remind you of your childhood that you did all the, you know, the video clips to and things like that?
I remember doing dances to, like, Manhattan Transfer.
Yeah.
A lot of our parents' music.
Oh, okay.
Definitely.
And I think later on the girls probably got into some more, like, Spice Girls.
Oh, totally. Spice Girls all the way. And also, you know, like, all the kind of, you know, the Disney movie soundtracks.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
right.
Like, The Lion King.
Yeah, The Lion King.
Aladdin.
Oh, yeah.
Aladdin in there. Yeah.
But that was more of a, like, that was not just dancing. That was definitely acting and, you know, more like a musical, really.
The whole package,
yeah.
Basically. Now, the final question that I ask our guests here on Bandcamp, it's the same question every week, but we get some awesome responses. And I'm going to hit you with it, see how you go with it. Basically, I read out our mission statement as a community station, and then in the 20 seconds or so it takes me to do that, I ask you guys to come up with a mission statement for the Little Stevie, so what you hope to achieve through the band. So you up for it?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right, well, here's your thinking time. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride.
All right. That was quick.
That was the quickest 20 seconds.
I don't think it's going to feel as quick for us. All right. Well, I'm going to start it and Beth's going to finish it.
Okay, cool.
With the mission. The Little Stevies are a fun-loving acoustic pop band from Melbourne consisting of childhood friends. And we draw on those themes of loving family and fun. And our mission
is to keep this mission going for a very long time and... The mission is to travel and to, you know, make people laugh and feel good.
Excellent. Well done. Under pressure, guys. Fantastic.
Wow.
And a joint effort as well. Sometimes it doesn't work when there's, you know, two parties, but well done.
Oh, cheers.
Thanks, Adam.
Now, the website is thelittlestevies.com. The album Attention Shoppers is in stores and online right now. And the gig is tonight and tomorrow night at the Toff in Town here in Melbourne. And the big thank you is to Robin and Beth from the Little Stevies for joining us here on Bandcamp.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.